There are two major themes that spring to mind when we consider lesbian identities in the 19th century. Firstly, sexology, or the science of human sexuality, and secondly, romantic friendship. I'm going to be discussing this latter term and how historians have written about it. The term romantic friendship describes a close, loving, not necessarily sexual relationship between two women, commonly middle and upper class women. The romantic friendship typified understandings of relationships between women in the 18th and 19th centuries. As the historian Rebecca Jennings notes, the term romantic friendship was first revived by Elizabeth Maver in her 1971 biography of the Ladies of Llangollen, two upper-class Anglo-Irish women that eloped together to Wales in 1778. The women lived together and shared their lives with one another, and their letters and journal entries attest to their closeness. However, keen to distance the couple from suggestions of lesbianism, Maver revived the 18th century term romantic friendship to describe the women's emotional but allegedly non-sexual intimacy. Throughout most of the 19th century, then, the belief that respectable middle-class women lacked sexual passion meant that romantic friendships were acceptable within the framework of female virtue. Indeed, romantic friendships performed an important function in society. They were not perceived as incompatible with heterosexual marriage. They allowed women to become educated in romance and laid the foundations for their future heterosexual experience. Relationships between women also complemented heterosexual love, as friends could act as allies in the courtship process and fulfil the role of a confidant. In this sense, the supremacy of marriage and domestic ideology, which tied women to the home and rendered them dependent on men, meant that female friendship, for the most part, coexisted alongside marriage, although there were naturally some women who were so financially well off that they did not need to marry. Friendships ranged from passionate, sexless friendships to more consciously lesbian relationships, which sometimes continued in spite of partners marrying their male partners.